And I live here in Ferguson, South Dakota. And the reason why I'm stepping up and helping out these others because this is this is rude, this is uncivilized, to have a older lady, to act like this and treat other people like this. Yeah, she's kind of like, just like they said, she seems like she's just for herself, all about me,
mm-hmm.
What about the rest of the old people,
I mean, right.
They're more crippled than she is, and they're more poor than she is, and it's not about having things or anything like that, it's about treating each other good, and treating these elders good, I mean, they're not going to live long forever. So, we have to treat them good, have to keep them healthy, stuff like that. And I went to that building, and it does look, if the health department goes there, they'll close it down, because it's just crappy how that building is. It's old. There's, those cooks probably don't even wash their hands, right? We're talking about these cooks that are, like, drunk, And those cooks don't live very civil either. They probably don't even wash their hands, Who knows? They probably go there, hangover, and start cooking for these old people. And who knows what they've been touching.
Mm-hmm.
And, if this woman, she wants to act barbaric and stuff, well, she's gonna go head out with some people that are gonna do the same. And there has to be a change because they said that there was her son, this woman, this so-called woman, this elder, whatever she's supposed to call herself, this priest, whether she's the leader for these people, and these older people, they don't want her to be a leader no more. But yet, she doesn't want to step down. She doesn't want to step down from her position because she has it good there.
Uh-huh.
She has it good there, and her son, apparently, him and one of his friends or whatever, were selling bootlegging there, alcohol and drugs. And they, some guy, he tried to tell these, he told one of these guys that they were selling drugs and alcohol there, so what they do is they go and beat him up.
Uh-huh.
And these old people are scared of this lady, they're scared to, to say, well, you don't invite your son here because she, she's going to say, you might as well get out too. And this is pretty messed up. Be treating all your these old people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually get into these things, but if I see something wrong, then it must be pretty wrong, be noticeable.
Right.
And not just at this center. It seems like I'm finally here at these other centers around in this reservation are like that. And I don't know. I don't understand how the government, our tribal government, won't stand up and help. Maybe because this is a non-profit organization going on. These sites, all these sites are non-profitable. So maybe that's why they don't really care.
Why? And the tribal council and the tribal officials, they've been notified about all this, haven't they?
Yes, they have. But yeah, they kind of ignore it, because they look at it as a waste of time. Because there's no money involved, money isn't everything. Money's always going to be there, it's always going to be around us, but to them, they're just so greedy, they got to soak up every penny that they can find.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that they don't help out. Look at our res. Look at the res on here. Planners Reservation. If you come down here, it's boring, It's sad. It's sad to see everybody. There's not much job. So I go to depression. Being depressed. Go to alcoholism. Alcoholism eventually goes to drugs.
Uh-huh.
And then it falls down into abuse of their children.